President Mugabe emerged from the more than 1 hour meeting and told journalists the meeting was held in a friendly atmosphere, but the sanctions issue had not been resolved. He said the EU demands that the global political agreement that brought about the unity government be implemented are groundless.
Everything that we were asked to do under GPA, we have done, and done timelessly even. It is other matters, of course, that one might regard as constituting the spirit and environment in which GPA should work, which must now be attended to.
Mr. Mugabe blamed the sanctions for Zimbabwe's long-running economic problems. When reminded that the sanctions targeted him and his inner circle, he pointed out that he was still in power, but the country's ordinary people were suffering.
Sanctions have had a real effect on the performance of industries. Mining, manufacturing can get spare parts, can't get credit lines, and we are blocked in regard to aid from the World Bank and the IMF.
Sweden's development minister Gunilla Carlsson, whose country currently holds the rotating EU presidency, reiterated the EU stance that the sanctions are not against Zimbabwe. She said contact with the Zimbabwean government will continue and the removal of the measures against Mr. Mugabe and others would depend on a number of issues being resolved.
There are several, and the implementation must now be conducted in a good way, and we have discussed human rights violations, we have discussed the need for free media and some other things.
The EU team, which leaves Zimbabwe on Sunday, is still to meet with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. Mr. Tsvangirai wants the removal of sanctions to be conditional on the full implementation of the deal that brought about the unity government. Ishma Fundikwa for VOA News, Harare.